I'm sorry for the voice changer. I'm not trying to scare you. This is for my own protection. This isn't like a scary movie or anything like that. I don't know if you got a new phone or anything, and you're lucky to get out of there alive. We helped you. We're the people that helped you. Now, if you did get a new phone, and you're listening to this voicemail, after you listen to this, I need you to throw it out the window, leave it somewhere, get as far away as possible from it. They have your number, and they have ways of locating phones. And trust me, let's just say you really, 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 really don't want them to find you. I wouldn't even risk it with a burner phone or anything. As I told you before, in the message I sent you, some key things to remember. The plenty of cash gets you by for a while, but don't do anything crazy because we won't be able to get you anymore. Don't spend too much, keep a low profile, keep a budget, and the key thing is moving. I can't stress that enough. Keep moving. If you can get a junker car or something really old, maybe from the 80s, trust me, that ways of tracking people would keep your, or that would make your head spin. Maybe you could have fun on a road trip or something, but don't fly. Don't use credit cards, no debit cards. Don't do anything that could be tracked until we stop these people. They deserve to be behind bars or worse. Or maybe with enough time, they'll give up on you if they don't see any trace of you. They got plenty on their plate, trust me. Look, one other thing. I need you to check in periodically. You're going to be using a payphone, so you can find one of those. You know the one, right? The ones that you put the money into. Anyway, you're going to use a public payphone, a public phone, ask to use a phone, use someone's cell phone, and you're going to dial a number. Once we get that set up, we're still working on that one. I'm sorry, Felicity. Still working on this one. After this, hang up and go. Do this once a week on a Sunday or something. I'm going to come up with some way of getting you this number, okay? But if a few weeks go by and we don't get a check-in once you get the number, we're going to assume something happened to you. And we don't want that, obviously, but we have to know either way. And look, none of this is your fault. Don't be scared. We're watching things pan out on our side. And also remember what I told you about the OTP22 people. Be careful. You'll reach out to them and try to get some of those documents you have to them. And maybe they can be a liaison or something once we figure out even how to do that. I think we can trust them, but be careful. And I wish the best of luck. And remember, I don't care how much you spend on this phone, if it's the latest iPhone or whatever you got for your new phone, but toss this thing somewhere. Maybe where it's dry, obviously, fully charged. Put in a semi at a rest stop or something. So you won't be able to follow your tail. Good luck.